It's October 30th, 2016, Sunday. It's 8:03 p.m. Just was rear-ended by a 75-year-old Hispanic guy and his wife. That was fun. No one got hurt, but a fair amount of damage to my rear and his front. But luckily, it's just, you know, both of us, our lights and our engines are still working, and I don't think anyone got hurt. What I want to say, on the hike today, I would say 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of the hike, I had significant pain, irritation, activity in my right nipple area, but deep, like an inch, a little bit lower than the right nipple, and inside like an inch or two. Was kind of the epicenter, but basically the whole area, it was, you know, but I was just clutching it, and it was, I couldn't, you know, take my mind off it. Just a lot of, energy pent up there, and, I guess, the way I look at it, it was like a lot of, spiritual longing tied up in there. And, I don't know what really set it off. I was hiking today, up in the high desert in a low EMF area. I did about, 12 to 14 miles or so of hiking, fair amount of elevation gain, and it was in the first half of that, man, it was just my right side of my chest was definitely doing stuff, and I'm not sure, whether it was the reduced EMF or the fact that I'm so saddened. My body knows. My body mind knows how frustrated I am. There's just a lot of pain and frustration in the workplace for me. At home, frustration, with my mother, her, politically, intellectually, just emotionally. It's just, I want to be away from her. I've done my 4 years there, and it's really time for me to move on. And I read some of my posts, or one post on Kundalini symptoms written 15 years ago or 14 years ago, and I haven't shared. I have not shared powerfully like that in a long time, and so just I feel like my mission has passed me by, and is passing me by, and this is I've been spinning my wheels for the most part the past 10 years. It has been brutal. In so many ways. I'm exhausted. I'm really beat up. All things considered, I should have stayed in Hawaii. I really should have. I don't know if I really feel regret about it, but it's like if I knew then what I know now, I might have stayed. This has been a nightmare. But, and so I think there, you know, my body mind is saying that, you know what, there's still a spiritual potential within me. It's alive, you know, just waiting for the right circumstances, the right opportunity to cohere, to realize itself. And so, you know, there are times when it just wants to, you know, my body, mind craves self-realization, and you know, my wisdom, my ajna chakra, whatever it is, you know, my wisdom function in my mind that is trying to navigate safely the massive obstacles in my life. You know, it's just kind of saying no, you know, because I don't know. You know, I guess what I would do is I would focus on that feeling down there in my, in the right side of my chest. And you know, as I was hiking today, I was just wondering what it would be like to have my consciousness down there. I don't know what it would mean, what it means to dislodge your self-consciousness into that wider, you know, framework, perhaps grounding your consciousness in the chest. I don't know, you know, whether I would feel that I would be present as the heart, or as, you know, the thymus gland, or the right side of my chest, you know, the, I don't know where in that mix, or if it would just be this sort of general, you know, all the whole area. But I almost, you know, can't take a chance on its, that state making me much more sensitive to electromagnetic field. It might not at this point. I'm not sure. I don't know what would happen, but it, the consequences could be just, could be deadly for me. You know, if it just causes me to become that much more sensitive and vulnerable to the poisons, the toxins, the inadequacies, the shortcomings, the the antagonisms present in this world, because there are a lot. And a lot of my survival to the date has been about trying to suppress my sensitivity, the energy in me, so that I can manage day to day. So anyways, it was just interesting to have such a strong and persistent pain in that, I guess, that node area, you know, an inch, maybe an inch below my nipple and an inch or two inside. You know, I think that might be slightly different than where I have felt it before, but that's where I felt it, I believe, today. I did try to inquire there. That's where it was. So that's all I'm going to say right now. I'm going to focus on the drive home. We waited for an hour for a cop. They didn't show. We're low on the priority. And hopefully, there's a lot of damage. I mean, it's going to be probably a couple grand at least of repair work in the rear of my car. And that's it for right now. Over and out.